So Reuven was tokaf, and Shimon reacted with a shosak ve'achar kach tzovach. That's the sugya at the haschalas advarim. Reuven b'faneinu in a matzav of shnayim oivzim koydim shenishvu. Reuven was tokaf b'chozka. He grabs it. Reuven is now holding the whole talis. Shimon's reaction: he could be tzovach miyad, and if he does that, avada we give it back as yachloiku. If he's shoysik mitchila v'ad soif. That's a haidah. What kind of a haidah? There are those that learn that shasak mitchila v'atzoy is nothing more and nothing less than ki'ilu Shimon says, I hereby am moido b'pemole that Reuven picked it up first. It's genoid as elbazah. Shtika haidah. Shtel tzichfar, if that's true, then l'chayra, what do you say, Shra, case closed? L'chayra, Shimon can't grab it back. Same way he can't grab anything else that belongs to Reuven. Stamazah. And L'chayra, even Aden, 107 Aden that say Shimon picked it up first. Gornish, there's 108 Aden that are saying that he was moiter, that he didn't pick it up first. That's if you learn Shtika Mitzchila V'atzoyf is a festa haidah. Although yesterday we already suggested that maybe even Shasak Mitzchila V'atzoyf, it's not mamish a haidah. It's allowing the Tfisa to not be a Tfisa's Gezela. Let's try to verstay that, Shprach. But Al-Kapana, the Gemara says that wasn't Rav Zeira's Shaila. Rav Zeira wasn't handling by Tzavach, Rav Zeira wasn't handling by Shosak Mitzchila V'atzoyf. Rav Zeira was handling by Shosak, but then V'acharkach Tzavach. What's V'acharkach? Achloi is reshoying about it. This is stage. In the Bezdin still, he suddenly caught himself. And he excuses himself. He says, listen, I was quiet for the first few minutes, or whatever minutes it is. It's because of Chazil HaRabban. And eventually I caught on. Zok Rav Zeira, that's a Shaila. That's a Sufik. Like the Ran, that is a Sufik Haidah. The Lulei Duran, it's, we have a suffix. Is it a haidah? Or is it not a haidah? The Gemara attempted to bring a raya from the Toshma. Toshma, the Gemara quotes a brisa. B'met var memorim that it's only much time adukabay. But if echad adukabay, he wins. Frek the Gemara, how do you verstay such a brisa? Ilema kipshutoy. So then avad is pshita. Ella, and this is where we're up to, the Gemara said, must be what's pshat in the brisa. Today we're going to see other pshat in the brisa. That the case was, it was tok ve'echad b'faneinu, in an oifin that it was shosak v'charkach tzavach. How do you know to be so tailor-made and zetzed ayin the braisa in exactly Rav Zeira's case of shosak v'charkach tzavach, and then have a raya to be machriya? Maybe that's not the pshat. So the teretz is, what else possibly could be the case of the braisa? It can't be that it was tzavach miyad, because then the din wouldn't be Hamoitzim Echavel of Rai, the din would be Yachloiku. It can't be, careful now, it can't be Shasim Etchilavat Soif. So either because then it would be Peshita, or we got much more dramatic. We said the Goyim brings the Ritva, we had a whole task about it. We're going to talk about it still today. If it was Shasim Etchilavat Soif, and Shimon is Moida, so the din is not Hamoitzim Echavel of Haraya. Raya, meaning that Shimon could still salvage this with a Raya. How would Shimon salvage it with a Raya? He was already Moida. So yeah, the Rishash has an Einfeld. He'll bring a Raya that Reuven was Moida to him. Okay, but the Braisa says Hamoitzim Echavel of Haraya. We ended off yesterday. We have to get to the next case. The Gemara is now going to be sorry, because the Gemara wants to know if you're Machriya Rav Zeira Shaila. The Gemara is Doicha that no, there's two other ways to learn the Braisa. We're going to get to them, Bezer Hashem. Now, the Braisa is like this. The Rambam brings, and it's a Machlekes Mishayim. In this case, staged, Reuven grabbed it. Shimon was Shosak v'achar kach tzavach. Okay. Naniach that the din is, we treat it like a haidah, Safek haidah. We allow Reuven to keep it. What if Shimon grabs it back? Okay. And how did Reuven react? So the truth is, you can have a lot of fun with this. How did Reuven react when Shimon grabbed it back? Reuven was tzavach, shosak, shosak, acharkach tzavach. You can continue this on. But let's go flat out, Reuven was tzavach miyad. Even in such a case. Reuven is tzavach miyad. But Lamaisa Shimon grabs it. So you're looking around, and it's still in front of the same maimed in Bezdin, and who's holding it now? Shimon. Now again, if this second tkifah didn't happen, what was the psak supposed to be? Quickly, Reuven grabbed the Shimon was Yosef Achakach Tzavot. We're going on the tzad of Rav Zeir that it is a shtika kaidah of sort, and therefore Reuven gets the whole thing. But in front of us, all of a sudden, Shimon grabbed it back. In the Rambam state, Shimon grabs it back, it gets reinstated back to Yachloiku. As I say in Rambam, it gets reinstated back to Yachloiku. And the Ravid says, Ein lozet tam, and it's the place can talk about it also in Shulchan Aruch, because what's the issue? The issue is, L'chayra, if Shimon already relented by not being shoysik, by not being sovak, by shosak, that he's moida, whatever that means, moida, that it's Reuven's, okay, case closed, it's Reuven's. With what din does Shimon have a right to grab it and not there to reinstate it back to Yachloik? What happened? So most of the Noisei Kalim and the Ksois also in today's Marmakaimus learn, careful, get ready. Even the Rambam only allows Shimon to grab it back if it was Shasek v'chakach tzavach. If it was Shasek m'tchil v'at soif, then Avad the case closed. Shimon admitted he can't take it back. But Rav Nochem was medayik in the Rambam, and I want to get to that also, that the Rambam was, even if Shimon was Shasek m'tchil v'at soif the first time around when Reuven grabbed it, still salvageable. Shimon can grab it back and not totally get it. Reinstate it back to Yachloiku. Why not totally get it? Why not totally get it? Shimon's holding the whole thing now. Shimon is still tiny. I mean, what were they originally tiny? And Lechayr is still tiny. Each one. Mitzad is tiny. Coolishly. Well, if Shimon can re-get it back, why shouldn't he even get it back? The whole thing. Not bar, but
that's
about
where,
it.
That's where Reuven's reaction might play.
Yeah, Lechayr, if Reuven was shaysik, maybe taka. Yeah, I have it sad. If Reuven shaysik the whole time, then Reuven will taka. Shimon will get taka. But Rav Nachum wanted to say that the grabbing can happen even if a shasa matchil about soif. Why? How? If Shimon earlier was shasa matchil about soif, so he was already moide. If he's moide, how could he grab it? And the Teretz is vayta. Go back to we talked it earlier today and yesterday. Even shasa matchil about soif, it's not mamish shtika kaidah. It's I was allowing him to do it. And there's still a musig that Shimon can reinstate it. Now, you know what's fascinating? What?
20 years passed.
What's the time limit? What's the time limit? I'm going to get to that soon today. I hope. I don't know what the time limit on that is. That's a good child. 20 years later. When Reuven grabs it and Shimon is shasek v'chakach tzavach, do you realize that we have two separate but there's connected issues of how Shimon can, if you don't mind, salvage it? We talked yesterday more about whether Shimon can salvage it by bringing in Adam, and we had Asik about that, whether even a Raya would help. And now we're talking if Shimon can salvage it with Tfisa. It's a similar case. And if it's so Gishmak and Shulchan Aruch, it's one sif after the other sif in Shulchan Aruch. If after a shtika, is it still salvageable? And like the Achrayinish read here, even after a shasak v'chakach tzav, I'm sorry, even after a shasak v'chilavat tzav, if it's not mamish, haidos valdin b'pem olay, it's salvageable by either grabbing it or bringing an Eidim. Now, I want to focus a little on Gishmak and Akuda. Let's flow with this Rambam, that Shimon can salvage it by grabbing it back. Now he's totally holding it. And Avada, what is each one timing? And what did each one time? And they're still timing? Coolishly. And Shimon's totally holding it. And what's the din going to be? Yachloy. So I have a Shaila. What if Shimon grabbed it back, but when Shimon grabbed it back, Reuven still holds on to the karkashta. So Shimon grabs it back to reinstate it back to a Shnai Moitzen. Not to totally grab it back. Shimon reinstates it back to a Shnai Moitzen. How much does each one get now?
Not a Sircha thing?
Not a Sircha. That's tomorrow. Hopefully today. Yeah. Okay. Not a Sircha. Back to karkashta. Shimon grabs it back and reinstates it to karkashta. So my muskul rishon was, okay, yachlaiku. I think a quarter and three quarters. Because Hare, if Shimon would totally grab it back, what would he reinstate it as? To a Yachloiku. So if Shimon only grabs it back to a Metzias of Shnai Moisim, even though they're both tiny Kulai, he'll only get a quarter, I think.
If he grabs back Yadim Agas 25%.
If he grabs up Yadim Agas 25%, in my opinion, the 25% he'll flat get, and then they can read all the other ones, and I have a few other calculations for that. But I want to continue this theme.
Everything
to
the top of the
print, 100%
he's better than the
batch.
He's never entitled to more than
his tiniest coolish.
But if that's gone for
No, he's grabbing it back now. The Rambam, that's the Chon Darayv's Kasha. The Rambam holds again. Loi haga ba'atzmacha. If Shimon would grab it totally back, how does it get reinstated to? To back yachloiku. So I'm clearing, if Shimon grabs it back to a state of Shnai Moyeslam, I think he should get a quarter. Now I'm going to have fun. Let's say, originally, it was Reuben saying Kuloi and Shimon saying Chetzi. What was the din supposed to be? Reuben said Kuloi, Shimon said Chetzi. Of course, Shimon, focus on Shimon. Shimon was going to get a quarter. Reuben grabbed it and Shimon was Shasek v'chakach Tzavach. Reuben gets everything. Shimon totally grabs it back, but still, consistently, continues with his Chetzi Shalitaina. So how much is he going to get?
25%.
A quarter. And now my shaila is, if originally Reuben said Kuloi, and Shimon said Chetzi, Reuben grabbed it, and Shimon was Shasek v'chakach Tzavach. And then Shimon grabs it back and only reinstates it back to a Shnayim Oichazin. And mantras his taina of I deserve a half, he'll get an eighth. He'll only get an eighth.
Same the number. Is the
other order. Yeah, quarter of a quarter. That's the way of saying it.
No,
yeah.
Half of what he grabbed.
A half of a quarter. Yeah, half of a quarter. Half of a quarter.
Half of what he grabbed.
Yeah. No, he half of what he a quarter of what he grabbed.
Half
of what he grabbed and half of his taina. What's the tzadnat? The tzadnat is that he does get a quarter. Because even though he only deserves a quarter else because he's only holding half, and he also only deserves a quarter because he time chetzi, and I don't know. I find me a maramachim on this. Again, do you have the case? An interesting shayla. Reuven said kulay, Shimon said chetzi. It was pending for Shimon a quarter. Reuven grabbed it with a shasak v'charkach tzavach of Shimon, and he was going to get back to zero. Shimon re-grabs it back to a shnayim oichzim state, and I don't know if Shimon gets a quarter or an eighth. That's my shaila. I have a few other shailas, so I'm going to skip them. I want to speak out a very interesting Gra and Darke Moshe that I already said yesterday. The Gra and Darke Moshe say that the Rambam's Chiddush, remember, it's a Machlokes Rambam Raya. I'm going to say it close. The Rambam's Chiddush, that if Reuven grabs and enters a Shasek Becharkach Tzavach of Shimon on Shimon's part, and that, according to the Tzad of Rav Zeira, allows Reuven to get everything, and yet, I'll ha'ohidah of sort, but yet, if Shimon grabs it back totally, he doesn't get the whole thing, but he can reinstate it back to the din of Yachloiku, or not. The Ravid says you don't. The Bira Gra and the Darki Moshe both want to say that this issue of the Ravid and the Rambam, whether Shimon could grab it back from the situation of Rosh Hashanah Chakach Tzavach, Sisrei Torah, remind me in a week, is totally the machlekes of whether by Tokfei Kain it's Maitzin Miyadu or not. By the case of the Safik Bachar, which is born by the Yisrael, and it started off as a Hamoytzeh Chavreil of Yisrael. And there's a huge machlekes if you were allowed to grab it, if the kohen could grab it, and again grab it back and forth. That issue, which we're not doing justice to, is the crux shaila of over here, whether Shimon can grab it back after a shtika. Why should those two things be connected is very, very blurry at best at this point. But I want to ask a kasha, a simple kasha. By this case, when Shimon grabs it back after a shtika of Reuven, it's a machlekes Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam says Shimon could grab the whole talis back to reestablish his yachloiku, and the Ravid argues. By Tokfei Koyin, the Rambam shita is emotzi in miyadoi. That's consistent, meaning we allow the Koyin to grab, we allow Shimon to grab. Yeah, but the Ravid doesn't argue there. There's a bit yisoid, when the Ravid doesn't argue, he agrees. Whenever he argues, he says so. How can you tell me it's the same yikuach? By Chazar v'Tokfa over here, Tkifa Shniya, it's a Machlokes Rambam Ravid. To be saying that it's the Rambam L'shitasi and Tokfa Koyin Emetzin Miyadai, over there the Ravid didn't argue. Unless, I'm thinking out loud now, I don't know if you're allowed to do this. The Ravid didn't argue because he already argued here, and since he knows the gross pshat that it's Tali Zebazer, so by arguing, he already relied that you're going to chap that he's arguing by Tokfa Koyin Oso, which is, it's a totally different halacha. Tokfa Koyin is in Hilchas Bechairis. He's relying, I know, but in Hilchas Toyin, but it didn't perik test. Halacha Yudeis, when the Ravid argued, he already knew that he's telling too that in Hilchas Bechairis, when the Rambam's going to pass him, the Ravid doesn't have to argue over there.
Bechairis
is earlier. Okay, good. That's another reason why it's not a good shot. Another horror, what? No. That's for something else. Not for the second Kifa. The Rambam's going with the second and Tlemmer is why he passed the letter of Zayin itself, not because it's a Kifa. No. That's not true.
There's a lot of artists that come with Zayin, he's actually got all of it.
The Ravid meant that she should get all of it. I don't know, you gotta speak to Reb Zev. I don't know if he held that Shimon deserves all of it. I don't know. That's what the Ravid means. Ain't Tam Lazeh, he should get all of it. Ask the Olam. I don't know.
Hold on.
Yeah, here, no, I don't know. I have to,
hold on.
I have to think.
What's the compromise?
What?
What are we doing? What's this grand compromise of no sort?
What do you mean, grand compromise? Yachloiku? It's not, no, mom, it's not. Yachloiku kibatchilo. Kibatchilo. It's not, it's Yachloiku kibatchilo. We spoke out a lot of different attitudes of understanding Shimon's partial shtika, shasak v'charkach tzava, his initial haidah, but then eventually catching on to himself. Is it really a haidah? Would Eidus help? Would Tvisa help? We threw a few different schais yesterday. I want to throw a nunus schais. I saw an interesting svara, a chroinish svara. I saw in the sefer Pischa de Baba from Rav Gershon Ribner. Maybe Shimon was quiet for the first few seconds, moments, whatever, is because he's been the dummy. And he's talking not sure, and he's second-guessing himself, and it's Shema. And his shtika actually created a Bari V'Shema situation. Now, it's not Pasha that we pass in Bari V'Shema, Bari Yadav, but we discussed this in the beginning of Zman, by Shnayim Oichazim, Bari V'Shema is Bari Yadav, the doik. Maybe that's what happens by shtika. But Oibazoi, maybe that's why Shimon could be afterwards still grab it back, or even better, bring a raya. It wasn't a Haidos Baldin. It was telling Avek that I'm a Shema to allow Reuven to win with Bari V'Shema Bari Odif by Steinhuis. A new pshat.
You already said Kulishali.
What? Yeah, no, he said Kulishali, and he's continuing to say Kulishali. And he's saying it according to the advice of his team with the full assertiveness. But Lamaisa, the reason he was quiet is that we hear a Shema. A new pshat, that the shtika is a Shema because of the dummy. Okay, and he's an evil Yitaka. That's an interesting shot. It's an English shot.
Now I'm sure he goes back again to the Ruben doesn't even shot with the dumb.
No, but Shimon grabbed it back. We're going, there's different gears. We're going that when Shimon grabbed it the second time, Ruben was Sabbath Rider.
Why would
we're
going to go that hold
you can tell what happens. If not, then maybe give him a 16th. In my other case, maybe.
Why is he not holding a Shtika Kaida?
We already said about yesterday that we have an agenda not to learn that it's literal Shtika Kaida because we want Avis to help afterwards. We want all those kind of things to help afterwards.
See, so what does he do with the Sfar, that Shtika Kaida?
Because it's not, because for that Zichu we say, for that Zichu we say Chazler Rabbanim. Yeah, no, even though, not only because of the Achakach Tzavach, because even by Shasem Etchil Avad Soif, I want to try to sell this Sfar. So I don't only mean it because of the Achakach Tzavach. Even, nice try, but even in the Shas Matchil about Soif, I'm pushing for an agenda that the Haidah is not Mamish, a real Haidah, and I gave all the Pshatim. You're asking, and it's a good Kasha, what five all these other Pshatim? Why Tak isn't that a Shtika Haidah? Why Soif? Because he knew that he really has it Tzadik.
Is it because of Shnayim Oetzim, or we're saying universal
Shnayim Oetzim? No, Shnayim Oetzim. No, Shnayim Oetzim, Avada. I started saying blue green, it's Avada Shnayim. In a classic Shtika Haidah, Avada, Shtika Haidah, Shtika Haidah, we're not going to be Mazalzel. Now, the Gemara says, so we had a riot to Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira declared, what's the din? Forget about that, we're finished with the new topic of the Rambam Raivet if Shimon grabs it back. Going back to a simple thing. When Reuven grabs it and Shimon is shasak, do we give Reuven the whole thing using a sort of haidah? Rav Zeira wasn't sure. The Gemara brought a riot from a brisa, because the brisa says that if Reuven's holding it, he wins. And it can't mean literally if Reuven's holding it, he wins. It's pshita. And it can't mean it was shasak, and it can't mean tzavach, so it's got to be this case. So it's a riot to Rav Zeira. But then the Gemara says, no, it's not a riot to Rav Zeira. And we're going to still discuss, do we pass him like Rav Zeira later this Intin Salema? That's what the Intin Salema is going on. But the Gemara in the interim says something else. The Gemara says there are two, mind you, two other various different ways to learn the Braisa. And nice pshatim, both of these two other pshatim are also brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, and in the Rambam Perek Tes. It's not a stira. There are different ways to have Chazal. This is a Braisa with three pshatim. We already did the first pshat. The first shot is, it's a Rav Zeira case. We're going to do the second and third shot now. Let's get to the second one. The second one is a complex story. The Gemara says it's like this. Hachav maya skina, keep going. Let me tell you the whole story first. The Oslo come on, kid, the Tvisla Tarvayu. Vamim no zidu plugu. Venafku. Vahadar Oslo, kitapslu chadminayu. Hayomer I do you oidili. Vahayomer bilome yagartin lay. Daminu lay adhash the chastas lay begazlan. Vahash the moigers lay belay sadi. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says like this. Reuven and Shimon got the Pesach of Yachalaiku. The Shita Mukubetza speaks out, they did not swear. He has an issue here. If they taka swore, it's not going to be so gishmak when they come back and he says you were moida after he swore. It gets sticky. Let's taka go with the Shita that says they mutually agreed not to swear. So they mutually agreed not to swear. They walked out of the Bezdin. Bezdin assuming that they're going to split it by the means either with a scissor or sell it and split the money. And then either 10 minutes, 10 hours, 10 days, 10 years later, they came back. Let's first go with 10 minutes. I have an issue with this, man. They come back 10 minutes later. And lo and behold, they come back 10 minutes later, and Bezdin's looking at them, and Reuven's holding the whole talus. Now, before, boy, say, help me out. Before we start the Gemara, We're looking at these two people who we just told them 10 minutes ago to walk out and split the talus. They come back with Reuven holding the whole thing. Now, I'm going to help you out a little bit. Obviously, Reuven wants the time that the whole talus is his. And Shimon wants to contest it and say what? No, I'm before even grabbing. It's not the numbers. Shimon doesn't want to time the whole thing is his. Yeah, no, he wants to say it's still half of mine. No, yeah, Vada. He's still holding with his Kula Shali, but how much is he trying to get? He wants the Sacha Gold salvage back as Yachloiko. He's not coming with a new I have a hole. But again, Reuven is suddenly coming with a new game changer that he holds the whole thing. There's a lot to do here, and I apologize. We're going to go back and forth putting the spotlight on Reuven and Shimon. It's crucial for the sugi. You realize that. But we'll ask Reuven first. Reuven, what's your storyline? 10 minutes ago, we told you to split it. What's your story now that the whole palace is yours? What happened in 10 minutes? What are the choices? I have seven. What are the choices? Let's do some basic ones. What could Reuven's story be that he deserves the whole palace? I bought it from him. He gave it to me as a matana. And the one that the Gemara says? He was Maida. Is it bedafka that the Gemara said Maida? Or it's just Pasha the Dugma and Huadin it could have said, I bought it or got it as a present? I don't know yet. We're going to talk about it soon. It's important. But again, what's Reuven's taina? The Gemara says for protocol, what is Reuven's taina? Why he deserves the whole talus, blue and green? Haida. Bear in mind, parenthetically, he l'chayra possibly, probably could have also said, I bought it or he gave it to me. Okay, Reuven, I hear your story. Rak rega, yeah? Shimon. And I hear you, Shimon. You're not saying the whole talus is yours, but you still want to keep your green. Reuven's saying he deserves even the green. He's saying you were Maida, you bought it, he sold it, he gave it. Reuven, Shimon, what's your story? Careful. What could Shimon's, it's only 10 minutes. What could Shimon's story be to plausibly explain why Reuven's holding the whole talus? I mean, Reuven's holding the whole talus.
Beating up. Stole.
Beating up is actually, could have just showed pictures of things, but of the other guy he beat up, but either he grabbed it, or Taka, I gave it the EU, I didn't want to go into that one. Either he grabbed it, that's not what the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? Interesting taina that's very crucial for the sugya. What's Shimon's taina why he deserves still his green? You see Gemara?
Rented it.
He rented it. Now what's the thing with renting? It's very crucial. Shimon is saying, he didn't buy it, I didn't admit it. I rented it to him. Now you want to send him to Shema? That's what he says, I don't know. You saw the Gemara. Shimon says, no. Shimon says he rented it. You know how much he charged for the rent? How much money Reuven gave him? The Rishonim say in the Shita, the rental fee was not cash. The rental fee was that Shimon told him, Herzu, today I'm going to sell the talus here. I'm going to rent it to you for a few days. The rental fee is, for a month even, the rental fee is that you'll give me the whole talus afterwards. That's how you're going to pay me for it. Rental doesn't cost that much less than a talus. Because Agrele bin Nehele, that's what they say. That's what the Gemara said. What?
Everyone should be happy now.
No, because Reuven said, I'm taking it for good.
Now he says,
yeah, Reuven says he was Maida. Reuven says, I'm keeping this talus forever. He was Maida. I bought it. He gave it to me. And Shimon says, no, I rented it. Where's the rental money? No, I rented it to you temporarily in lieu of the fact that eventually you're going to give me the whole talus. And Itaka wants the whole talus. The green, because it's his, and the blue, because the blue is the payment for the rental. Agrib bin Hale. There's actually another gear said that it's Agadite bin Hale, which is a sugi of Goydai Agud. That he's saying, it was... By me, by you, there's a sprach, how you say it. Look, we're not doing good now, but it's agadti nehele. But, b'cholifin, retake, because we're now opening the sugya. We have an interesting story here. We have a blue-green talus, which 10 minutes ago we told it to go out, and Reuven was supposed to take the blue, and Shimon was supposed to take the green. They come back 10 minutes later, and Reuven is holding the green pot also. We ask him, what's your story? Reuven says, haidah. Shimon says, rented. So to Gemara, very interesting. We don't believe Shimon, because Shimon is saying a lousy story. Why in the world would you rent it to the guy if you just had a fight with him? And that's a reis at the Shimon's time. And all the Rishonim are medayik, vaisois, if not for the bazunda reisoi, that there's a reis that your story looks lousy, Shimon. We would have to let Shimon win. Why? Can I ask you a basic shayla? Can I ask you a basic shayla? Not a blue-green talus, and not this story, Bechlau. Out of the blue. Yeah, there's a guy named Shimon. There's a guy named Shimon. No story, no Steinbachs, or nothing. I'm starting a new story. There's a guy named Shimon. I'm going to be consistent, though, with the Nakuda. You'll see what I want. There's a guy named Shimon, and he has a green jacket. Everyone knows it's a nice green jacket. For months already, everyone knows it's, he's wearing this jacket every day. What?
The Masters.
golf tournament, you win, you get a green jacket.
Green jacket. I'm talking about the, I said it's a green jacket. So Shimon is having a green jacket. Everyone knows it's Shimon's jacket. And all of a sudden we see one day Reuven is wearing the jacket. And everyone looks at them like, what happened? There was no Steinbergson. There was no prior story. There was no prior story. They never met before. Reuven is holding on to Shimon's jacket. If you don't mind, Shimon is a Mori Kama. In our city also, he's a Mori Kama on his green. I know, but Shimon is a Mori Kama. Reuven is now holding the talus. Now, if you ask Reuven, the green jacket, you ask Reuven, what's your story? Now, if Reuven brother just says, I don't know. We'll give it back to Shimon. But what can Reuven say and he'll win? What can Reuven say and he'll win? By the Talklin?
A number of things, no?
Basic.
I bought it.
Matana of a Mekka. What is Shimon saying? You know, there could be a case that Shimon also says, I sold it to him. Okay, but then they can go play golf. I don't know if I'm not interested, right? Shimon, what is Shimon Tiny? And this is what I say, it's classic Cheskes Matalfin. We're doing very big Yisoygis today.
He stole it.
Stole it. Now that's a basic Shiloh. I'm looking at these two people. Shimon says he stole the jacket, the green jacket. That was everyone, Bavus, Shimon was an established Mori Kama ever since. And Reuven says, I bought it. Who should we believe? Now listen, let me tell them. We're not going to factor in that Reuven looks more like the Chafetz Chaim and Shimon looks like a golfer. We're not factoring that in. I don't know why, but we don't factor things like that in. And we're looking at the two of them. One of them is lying. And by the way, you know who we know what's happening? It's either that Reuven is mamish or ganav and stole it off Shimon's back, or Shimon is a very shrewd character. He sold the green jacket, got his money, and now he's coming to give it back. Whichever one is lying, Zelo b'seder, yeah? And nevertheless, Chazal say, we believe Reuven. It's a Gemara in Shavuos. We're not going to be choshed Reuven for stealing. And I ask you, but then Shimon's stealing. And the difference is, there's a big difference. It's a color you said. If Reuven stole it, he did a nothing to do with the green jacket. If Reuven stole it, he did a blue collar crime. If Shimon did this scam, he did a white collar crime. And when we're looking at the two, it's always, and regardless if one looks like the Chafetz Chaim and one not, we always have the Yisoid. No, it's not for the dummy, but we're going to soon get back to the dummy. But here, I'm going to do that. But in this case with the jacket, it's a famous Yisoid. Achzukin is began of loy mechaskinon. And we always believe the new muchzik against the Mori Kama. And Rabbi say, I want to introduce it. This is called Cheskes Metalflin. By Karka, this wouldn't be true. By Karka, in 3 years, I'm not talking about that now. But by Metalflin, even though something was previously known by a prior Mori Kama, a new muchzik is allowed to say, I bought it, with Cheskes Metalflin, and Cheskes Metalflin wins. And it doesn't allow Shimon to say he stole it. Could Shimon say, I rented it? Now that depends. The Gemara explains in Shavuos, there are things that are called asuyin lahashalul lahaskir, that it's normal to rent. And yes, if that's true, Shimon does have a plausible taina that he rented it. And what do you mean? But if he rented it, then Reuven's lying and saying he bought it? Yeah, but that's white collar. Now, white collar and white collar, I don't know who's lying. Give it back to the Mori Kama.
Oh, we would ignore the Muslim?
Yeah. Wow, isn't that something? If it's white collar. Because he's Mori Kama. Yeah, not because he looks like the Chafetz Chaim. Because he's Mori Kama. Cheskes Metalflin wins against the Mori Kama to say you bought it. But if Shimon could say he rented it, if it's something normal to rent, Shimon will win. But if it's not a normal thing that people rent, Shimon can't tiny rent it. Now let's say it's something that it's normal to rent. So could Shimon win if he says he rented it? Could Shimon win if he says he rented it? Could Shimon say he stole it with a migu that he could have said rented? No, and we should give it back to Shimon. We should undermine Cheskes Metalflin Bechlal by every Dover Hossel Hashel Hasker. This is a Toysmus and Baba Basra. Shimon says he stole it from Reuven, but it's a Dover that's all to rent. Should Shimon be believed with a Migu that he could have said he stole it? Migu that he could have said he rented it. Which Aiden?
Anan Sahadi that Reuven's holding it
is not Anan Sahadi. Anan Sahadi is Achzukinish Beganov, but I don't know. Migu doesn't help against Achzukinish Beganov. Toises asks this kasha in three places, in Baba Metzia Kuf Tezayin, in Baba Basra Nundez, and in Shavuos Membo. And in all three places he brings Rabbeinu Doidi that says it's a Migu L'Hoitzi. Migu L'Hoitzi? Migu L'Hoitzi?
You're going to work the day, just say a Metzia Dei Kvei Al-Mariah.
But it's careful because he could say, no, because...
Oh, because Mori Kama took it.
That rather was a good question, but it's not for now. It's a good question, Bechlal, for the topic of Migul Haitzi, I mean, but we'll see about that. But again, all of this was Akdama for a green jacket. Put the green jacket on the side, go back to our case, by Shnayim Eichazin, where there's a green half of a talus, which Lechayr Shimon was supposed to own, And the Gemara suddenly says, if Reuven tainus hoido, and Shimon says schirus, we say Shimon loses because it's a lousy tainus of schirus. Fregan ala rishonim, why do we need a lousy tainus of schirus? Just say that Reuven wins because he has cheskes metalkin. So the Ritva says, because a talus is something that you would rent out. It's a dover she'asui lahaskir. And as such, the etzem Shimon should be believed to say he rented it. Why is Shimon not believed that he rented it? Only because of this new knech. Hey, you were fighting with him until now, and all of a sudden you're going to rent it? There's such a stark arrayus, and therefore you're not believed. And here's the main question. What if Shimon would say he stole it? What would be if Shimon said he stole it? What's the din, first of all? Anyone knows what the din is? In this case, by Shnei Moisen, if Shimon didn't say I rented it, Shimon says, Reuven grabbed, what happened? 10 minutes ago we walked out. Shimon, what happened to you? Reuven grabbed it. Is Shimon believed?
Yes.
Machlekes v'shanim. Toises holds yes. Atke dekach, Toises, and the Rambam.
The Rambam holds yes.
And Avada, and Toises, and the Rambam. Toises says, excellent. I was labeled Isad. So Toises, ve'ein oinemun v'migu, di boyomer tokva, because it's a migu, v'mokam, eidim. Which eidim? Oi, don't make the mistake. Which eidim? No, no, I'm not saying that what?
That he would never
rent it. That he would never rent it. The svara, the attitude svara, that are you crazy, you would have rented it to this guy you were fighting with? The reis of that svara is so stark that even a migu doesn't help. Fret the ksois. Why don't you just answer it's a migu lahoitzi? Why don't you just answer it's a migu lahoitzi? The same way Rabbeinu Doidi said every time to say rental, and then migu that you stole it. Here you want them to say stole it. So be nemet to say rented. Say migul lahaitzi. The ksois gives to and whites, not migul lahaitzi. The problem is it doesn't stem with that Rabbeinu Doidi. Now the Rambam argues, the Rambam holds no. Shimon is not nemet to say Reuven grabbed it. Why not? Now I'm going to ask a simple shaila. Why are we treating this case different than a regular cheskes metalfen? Remember the case that has nothing to do with Shnai Moisem when Shimon was the proud owner of a green jacket and Stamazay out of the blue, Reuven's holding it, and then we have to reckon that case? Why is that not the sugi here? The teretz is because over here there was something else going on. We're going to bring in all kinds of svaris that, no, since it was prior to Shnai Moisem, you wouldn't have rented it, you wouldn't have grabbed it, you wouldn't have, all kinds of svaris we're going to do. Now I want to interrupt with an interesting shaila that I thought of this morning, a fascinating gishmaka shaila. This case of Shnai Moisem, which we're going to still gribble with now, that this local svaris here, why maybe Reuven wouldn't have grabbed it, Shimon wouldn't have sold it, Shimon wouldn't have rented it, all these kinds of svaris. Watch a case. There was a talus. That's, of course, that's figuratively blue-green. It's not really blue-green. Yeah, it's just, I was using, you know that. It was just for the mushroom. So there was this talus that had the psaka blue-green, and they told Reuven to take the blue half, and Shimon to take the green half, and they walked out, and 10 minutes later, they walk in without the talus, and we ask them, where's the talus? And they say, no, we put it in a special account. We know, it's a chetzi achloichu, we didn't split it yet, but it's someone's holding for us. It's going to get split. We're dealing with that. So they said, so what are you guys doing here? So they look at us and say, no, we have a problem because Reuven's holding on to Shimon's green jacket. You know the green jacket? Reuven's holding it. Are we going to treat that as regular cheskes metalkalin because we're now focused on a different jacket? Or since these same two people were fighting about a talus 10 minutes ago, we're still, well, you would have rented him your jacket if you just had a talus. Meaning, is the svara only lagavi the oisai talus that they fought about? Or no, the balt they fought about a talus 10 minutes ago, then even if it's a different item. Now, is this true only if they come back 10 minutes later? Or 10 hours later? Or 10 years later? Is it true that if you ever shnayim oichsind with somebody, you could never have an entire with him?
Why can't it be that a minute later they come back in about a new different case?
My, yes, oi dilma. It's even though it's a new case, but in this new case, what's Shimon saying? He stole my jacket. Reuven said he rented it. Maybe we should find the reply, the svaris that the Gemara says. What, we only apply these svaris specifically legavi oisai talis that they were fighting about, or should we bechlal apply them? But I didn't get started yet.
That means that
applies generally because you just spent 6 weeks calling him a ganav. Why would you rent
even
him?
Even 10 years later, though. know. 10 months?
But
so that's also, I
don't need a piece of that back.
Okay.
He acted like a mentor.
Only if it's a jacket, what if it's a watch? What, I mean, like, we're, how do we cut it for?
If we say even 10 years later, so that Mali 10 years later, Mali 10 minutes later, Mali.
My spot. I don't know. Maybe it's a student. You're right. I don't know. I don't know. But I want to talk about something very important. Well, I want to ask a basic question that we didn't discuss yet, but it's crucial for the sugya. Why don't we say flat out that Reuven wins as Cheskes Betalfman? The Gemara, who wins in this case? You know, I apologize. Let's put the green jacket on side. Let's stick to the same talis that came back. Reuven holding the talis, and they're fighting. And Reuven says he was Moida. Shimon says I rented, or he grabbed it. The Gemara says that Shimon is going to be lose because he says a lousy tanya. By the way, why is it lousy? You wouldn't have rented it. So Fregin the Rishonim. But what if he says I rented it in front of Adam? They went to Medina Sayam. That would be a good tanya. But the Ramah says that that's a good tanya. Because he has a migu that he could have said he grabbed it. Frek the tumim. Why does he have to say because he has a migu? Let him just say it's a good taina. Because it's a good taina.
If the migu is a good migu, why don't we say the migu the other way?
Because the migu that time says migu makamek. No, because that's migu makamek. To say you rented it without Adam is a lousy taina. But to say you rented it with Adam and the Adam went to Medina Sayam, if it's a good taina, so then let it just be a good taina. Why does it need migu? So the point is like this.
Toysa seems to have the same issue.
I know about it. Toysa asked it that way because he's going on this case. I don't know what Toysa holds by Medina Sayam. The shayla is like this. What's the reason why? What's the reason why Reuven doesn't have classic Cheskes Metalkin in this case? What's the reason why? Because it's mashma, according to some Rishonim, Reuven won't win Stamazei as Cheskes Metalkin. So I want to introduce a new thing, and I hinted to it before. Is the sugya specifically tickling the idea that Reuven said Haida and didn't say he bought it? There are Achroinim that learn that if Reuven would have said, I bought it, then Avad he would win flat. His problems are starting because he said Haida. Why is Haida a weaker taina for Reuven than saying he bought it?
Doesn't sound accurate. They just said in the court fighting room this
house. So,
and that he bought it? Business is business. Okay, so 1 second. I'm finding the clock. I want to say it like this. I want to say a few svaris why only Haida is why Reuven is a little bit lower on the notch. If he would have said I bought it, he would be clean. And then I want to say a hesbro that Reuven in this case would lose even if he says he bought it. First, let's talk about Haida. Why is saying Haida not as good of a taina as saying I bought it? But I want to preface the Chasam Sofer's kasha. If you accept these kind of mahalchim, that if Reuven would say he bought it, he would win. He's only botching himself up because he's saying Haida. Why doesn't he have a migu that he could have said he bought it? Careful. But again, having said that,
you
did, Avada, and we're going to catch.
You do with Eden, that's
Avada. I don't know, Drar, confused with Drar. Let's say the case. I want to say, Svaris, why Reuven is losing over here specifically because he said Haida. Had he said I bought it, he would win flat. Why is it lower when he says Haida? So the first Svara, the Oilam said, Shtark is Svara, you were just fighting it for who knows how long, and then he suddenly admitted, and he suddenly bought it? Yeah, business is business. But then he admitted, Mapito. This is a more longish Svara. Every Cheskes Metalkin. How do you let this guy get away with saying, I bought the green jacket? But everyone knows it used to belong to Shimon. The Teretz says, when you say you bought it, are you undermining the Marikama? No, you're saying, I respect you. For many months you were the Marikama. And now not something new happened. But when you say Haida, you're undermining him. You're saying you were always professing as the Marikama, you were Moid that you never were.
It's like your Holy Osama style thing. Like you're going against what he said.
Yes.
You're making him a liar.
I think about this. It could be. I'm not sure what you said. But again, when you're saying I bought it, you're respecting his Marikamakite, but you're saying, but I bought it. But when you're saying Haida, you're undermining Marikama. Maybe you can't undermine a Marikama. So I ask you, every Cheskes Metalkin, the guy can't say Haida instead of saying I bought it in classic Cheskes Metalkin? He admitted that it was me. Yeah, I never met the guy. Why should I say that? But that's what he says. He says, what are you doing with Jack? I don't know. He came over to me and admitted it's mine.
I'm focusing on the fact that he's painted foolishly, Shimon. So now he said foolishly invested. Now,
yeah, that was the first svara.
I think it was a little different.
Okay, so then it's, I'm saying, so then it's in between one and two. It's a different svara. Why would a guy who said foolishly be my fine? But I'm talking about by a regular cheskes matalfin. Would saying haida be an issue? There's another svara also, this is garlongus. We said he saw it from the kuntras asfekes, Reb Chaim Heller, that says, the kuntras asfekes speaks from his brother, that when there's supposed to be a psak yachloiku, you can't switch to hamoitzi mechavel avarayah. Hamoitzi mechavel avarayah, you can switch back and forth. Maybe the same thing, when there's supposed to be a psak yachloiku, you can't switch to a psak of haidah. That's switching the psak.
If yachloiku is taka,
yeah, but I have to finish first. At the other end, though, I want to suggest a different option. I want to suggest an option that in this sugya, specifically by Shnayim Oichazin, even tining I bought it is not so gewaldic. Because when Shimon says back, no, he grabbed it, Shimon looks quite legit. Even though in a normal cheskes metatlan, he doesn't. Why does Shimon look a little bit more legit here when he says Reuven grabbed it? Even though normally by cheskes metatlan we don't. Why by a regular cheskes metatlan do we not allow the Mori Kama to say that the other guy grabbed it? Because it's achzukinish began a blue collar crime. Over here, it makes sense that Reuven grabbed it.
They were already
fighting. And the deceiver says more, it was bid the dummy. He really thinks it's his. But that's a very big difference. Is Reuven not so stark here because of his time of Haida? Or is Reuven not so stark even if he would say Lakuach? That was
like
putting a spotlight
on the original drawer.
I don't know what the word drawer is doing here, but you'll have to explain what you
the
mean.
You'll
explain me afterwards. The focus was on Reuven. I want to just quickly go back to Shimon. In the Gemara, what's Shimon tining?
Rented.
And the Gemara says that's a lousy tining. What would be if Shimon actually tined and Reuven grabbed it? First of all, what's the din? Taisa says he would win. The Rambam says he wouldn't win. Why not? Why not? Why wouldn't Shimon win when he says Reuven grabbed it? Is it because it's classic cheskes metalfin? I'm saying something profound. I'm going to just say the headline though. Is the Rambam learning that over here it does apply cheskes metalfin, classic cheskes metalfin? Or no? There's also a svara that he didn't grab it. You didn't grab it until now. How did you suddenly grab it? A new knes. You were fighting the whole time, you didn't grab it. Pump now, you walked out and you grabbed it. The same way. Pump now, you rendered it. Pump now, you grabbed it. It's a big nafkamina. Which shot? We'll have to see Lagabi the Rambam. Good.
Piggybacking on the fact that originally the Shaft of Bezin, they created a drawer of a mite. So now, and Bezin Taka, Bezin Taka Pasuk.